dictation for Archie, A-R-C-H-I-E, Searles, S-E-A-R-L-E-S, December 755. Address as a letter to Dr. Gaffney, G-A-F-F-N-E-Y, 989-607-6875. Dear Dr. Gaffney, a consultation for Mr. Seals, which is 68 years old, comes accompanied with caregiver from foster care. He has developmental delay, question cerebral palsy. They notice abnormal kidney function. He is unable to provide significant history, not reliable. I review records. I found an admission. Late December 2021, when he presented with severe lactic acidosis, acute kidney injury, question related to metformin, was in shock, was on continuous renal replacement therapy dialysis. At the time of discharge, creatinine improved with a GFR around 40. They mention a history of cerebral palsy, anxiety, depression, diabetes, hypertension, gait unstable. Next paragraph, they mention prior surgeries for abdominal hernia repair, prior EGDs, did have a hemodialysis catheter that was eventually removed. He has never smoked or drink alcohol or drugs. Next paragraph, there is no reported allergies. Next paragraph, present medications include Carbizin, Protanix, Zocor, vitamin C, allopurinol, gabapentin, Lovasa, Actos. Prior insulin, long-acting was discontinued. Lisinopril discontinued from renal failure and high potassium. Remains on Trulicity, T-R-U-L-I-C-I-T-Y. On Flomax. Next paragraph. He has two brothers alive, no kidney disease. One sister died from leukemia at a young age. Parents are not alive. Next paragraph. He's using a walker. According to caregiver, he's able to feed himself. Appetite is good without vomiting, dysphagia. They are not noticing any diarrhea or bleeding. There is incontinence, urine frequency, nocturia, has followed with urology, Dr. Witzke, W-I-T-Z-K-E, in Midland. They have done rhabdo biopsies of the prostate because of a high PSA 21, negative for malignancy, an isolated area of prostatitis. He admits some neuropathy. There has been, however, no ulcers, no gross edema. He's not complaining of chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. He has not required any oxygen inhalers or sleep apnea, CPAP machine. He's been in foster care since he was 18 years old. Reviewing records, there is no report of deep thrombosis, pulmonary embolism. No report of active heart abnormalities or stroke or seizures. No report of chronic liver disease. Looks like at the time of shock, 2021, received blood transfusion. Apparently prior gout and pneumonia. Next paragraph. on physical exam, blood pressure was 140 over 60, right and left, large calf. I see diffuse upper lower extremities rigidity and tremors, normal pupils, poor teeth condition, tonsillar midline, no palpable thyrocarotid bruise or JVD, lungs clear without consolidation pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia pericardial wrap, small umbilical hernia with prior umbilical hernia repair, no ascites, tenderness, or masses. I don't see gross peripheral edema. Next paragraph. The most recent chemistries. Are from November. A1C was 6.1. A normal sodium, upper normal potassium, normal bicarbonate, creatinine 2.58. representing a GFR of 26, a normal calcium, normal white blood cell, anemia 10.6, normal platelets, MCV low at 88, back in September, creatinine 2.47, anemia 11.2, July 2.22, anemia 11.4. I review recent urology records in the office. This is back in November. Post-void bladder was between 40 and 70, which is close to normal. Next paragraph. When he was in intensive care unit 2021, an echocardiogram showed left ventricular hypertrophy, normal ejection fraction, no significant valve abnormalities. He received blood transfusion at that time. Kidney ultrasound in that opportunity, 10.2 on the right, 9.8 on the left. Increased echogenicity, however, no obstruction. Bilateral simple renal cyst. A prior CT scan, chest, abdomen, and pelvis without contrast. There were no acute findings. He does have severe coronary artery calcifications. Liver was normal. Spleen not enlarged. No lymph nodes. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4. History of long-term hypertension, diabetes, enlargement of the prostate, prior normal size kidneys, and recently no evidence of urinary retention. However, he mentioned significant urinary symptoms, apparently worse, for what we are going to repeat a kidney ultrasound, as well as post-void bladder. Because of progressive renal failure, anemia, and given his age, we are going to check for monoclonal protein. We need to see if there is activity in the urine for blood protein or cells. We will update chemistries for potassium, acid base, calcium, phosphorus, nutrition, and PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. Stay off lisinopril given the recent high potassium. Other medications appears to be appropriate. I do not see any nephrotoxic agents. Further advice with new results. End of dictation.